Well, hello and welcome back to our latest episode of West Coast XC. We are in season two. This is our second episode. Our first episode was last week with Todd Takubo and I, and we talked about the meets we're looking forward to. In today's episode, we are going to talk about our first weekend. Todd and I started our season, like many of the athletes in cross country, and we started our season taking pictures, and we talked about his two meets he went to and the two meets that I went to. And if you are watching us, and it's, of course, it's YouTube, please click on the subscribe button. We're looking to get more subscribers. That would be wonderful. And if you're listening on Apple Podcast and Spotify, please follow us. That would be wonderful. This past weekend, I went to the night meet in Wilsonville, and I went down to the meet at Pomona, California, which is the Cool Breeze. And Todd went to the meet in San Francisco, with USF, University of San Francisco, hosting. And then he went across the bay to Hayward for a Hayward scrimmage. And that will be interesting for those kids that run in the North Coast section, because they changed your section course to make it hopefully less muddy and a better course for November when it gets wet there. So he'll talk about that. And then what I like to do right now is show you a couple videos. I'm trying this new thing this season where I talk to some kids on the course when I'm at the meets and ask them how their races went. It's my first time doing it. One of the things with photography and the fact that these meets have races right after each other, there isn't a lot of time to talk. At the night meet and at Cool Breeze, there was no time to talk, you know. But I did get a chance to talk to North Medford High School, the boys team, three boys from the junior race. They were, you know, I had to go back to the place where I take my first set of photos at the night meet. So I walked back there for the senior race, and there was a little bit of time, like 2 or 3 minutes before the next race started. And I talked to the boys at North Medford. So that's the first segment you'll see. You'll see North Medford, the Black Tornadoes of North Medford. That's a school in Southern Oregon, about maybe 30 miles north of the California border in Southern Oregon. And so then the next clip, you'll see Jace Deladani of Riverside Poly. I found him after he finished the race in the Cool Breeze. He ran in the Sundown Showdown, the fast race of the boys. And I talked to him about his race. And then I found the Yorba Linda girls. And the Yorba Linda girls were girls that ran races throughout the evening. And so they talked about how things went for them. And so I hope you enjoyed these next three little short clips of the athletes that talked to me. Again, before I show this to you, I'd like to just repeat that, I'll be at other meets this fall, and I'd love to talk to you and just get you on the YouTube channel. So here we go. We're going to start off with North Medford and finish with Yorba Linda. Hey, we're with the North Medford Black Tornadoes. What is your name?
I'm Jackson Muffler, and I got a 20-second PR for track and cross country, so I'm pretty happy with it.
In the junior race?
Yeah, in the junior race.
All right, congratulations. And what is your name?
Weston McLeod. I was able to bounce back from last track season, and I was able to go consistent race, so pretty happy about that.
And you were in the junior race also?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Cole Hale, and I'm not letting this guy beat me in a 3K.
Okay, did that happen today?
Did not.
Whoa, and you in the junior race?
I was.
Congratulations. Are you guys going home tomorrow?
Yes.
All right, enjoy Portland.
Thank you.
All right, see you guys later. All right, I'm with Jace Deladani of Riverside Poly. Victory at 14:20.8 at the Cool Breeze Sundown Showdown. Jace, did it go? Did the race go as like you planned?
Yeah, it went exactly as I planned. My original plan was just to stick with the leaders and stay there as long as I could. And I just used my mental strength and capabilities and the strength I have been working on all summer. And I just took it at the second mile, and I just kept that momentum going and pushed me through the win.
So what's your next big race you're running?
Next big race I'm running is Woodbridge.
Okay, about 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
Get some training in, and running well then. Jace, I really appreciate that. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we're at Yorba Linda High School, home of the what?
Mustangs.
The Mustangs. Yeah. And your name?
I'm Sydney Van Straelen, and I ran in the varsity race, girls race, and my race was pretty good. I mean, the turns were kind of, like, hard to, like, pass because, like, you know, like, I had to slow down and also there's, like, a bunch of turns and stuff. But overall, it was, like, really fun because I was racing at night and stuff, and also the heat was not there.
It's fun under the lights. And what is your name?
I'm Elizabeth Clark, and I did the girls, frosh race, sophomore. And I haven't come back from an injury, so just trying to get back into it.
Okay, great.
I'm Isabel Robleski, and I ran in the sweepstakes race, and I got 12th place, and I was really close to my PR, so that's really good.
Okay. Did you run this course last year?
Yeah, I ran in the sweepstakes race last year.
Okay, all right. So you ran better than last year?
Yeah, like 40 seconds.
Okay, that's great. And what is your name?
I'm Lorelai Holm, and I ran in the varsity race, and I liked that race a lot because it was just exciting, and I was really close to my PR, too.
Okay, well, go Mustangs. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you to North Medford Boys and the Yorba Linda Girls and Jace Deladani of Riverside Poly for being my first athletes to talk to us about their race experiences at the night meet and at Cool Breeze. And like I said at the beginning of my intro there, I'd like to try to do that some more and get you guys on this channel. I think that would be really fun. It's fun to get the perspective of the athletes. So thank you again. Then the next segment, we're going to talk to Todd about his opening weekend, and I'll share some of the things that I saw in my opening weekend. Ready, set, here comes Todd. We're happy to have Todd back. He was here last week giving us the highlights, future highlights of the season, and he opened his season as a photographer, like many of the athletes in the Bay Area. Hey, Todd.
Dan, how's it going?
Going really well. I also opened my season, so we thought we would just kind of... We both went to two cross-country meets this weekend, and so we will talk about what we saw. So you actually, I believe your meet was earlier on Friday. Mine was at night, so you opened your season about 5 hours before I did. So let's talk about your first meet.
Okay. The first meet I went to was a college meet, the USF Invitational. It's at Golden Gate Park. They are near the old polo grounds, so there's an old horse track that they run around is kind of the core of the course with a good hill thrown in there. Like all college races, women's event is 6K, men's event is 8K, or I should say most events, sorry, not all events. So it's women's are 3 laps, men are 4 laps. And let's see. So usually this is a lot of Stanford usually does run a lot of their runners at this race, but they're usually doing more of a tempo workout. So with kind of the hallmark of the race is you just see this line of Stanford runners come through every lap. And you kind of tell what the pace for the day is going to be.
Can I say something about that, Todd? Sure. I see those photos every year.
Yeah.
Stanford recruits really well.
Mm-hmm.
And they recruit nationally and a little bit in Australia and such. But they also do a good job of getting local kids, you know, from California.
Yeah.
Or even Washington, Oregon kids, too. And so for me, it tends to be those kids making their collegiate debut, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's super fun to look. So I was like making your pictures bigger on my phone. I go, oh, there we go. There's Vince. Okay, there we go. There's Evan. You know, I was just looking at all the familiar faces from the pictures I've been taking them in high school. So,
yeah, so
no, Stanford doesn't take it seriously.
I wouldn't say they don't take it seriously. It's a good tempo workout for their team.
That's the wrong word. I'm sorry.
They're not running competitively. How about
not
that?
Competitively. That's what I'm saying. They're serious about it, not competitively, but it's fun to see all the faces in their new uniforms.
Yeah. So Evan Noonan, who we talked a lot about over the last year, he made his college debut along with Hannah Thompson on the women's side as well.
Okay.
So they both made their college debuts in this race. Mm-hmm. The women's race, USF, the host, actually won by 2 points, standard scoring. And one of their newcomers, Anna Buettner, is an international recruit. She basically led the whole race. She got out to an early start and just really never looked back. So she closed in quite a big gap ahead of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had 10 seconds on second place finisher. Melina Almonte from Santa Clara, and then Julia Flynn led the Stanford group. All of them were just around 20, 30, a little bit higher than that.
Okay.
I don't take a whole lot of stock in the time. There's a good size hill on this one, and it's early season, so right. You can never tell. But some of the other teams over here, Cal was here, Sac State, Davis, Nevada, St. Mary's, Fresno State, Division III, UC Santa Cruz, and Community College in Sacramento, American River. And that's the one good thing. I'm not sure about a lot of the collegiate races up in the Northwest, but in California, a lot of the collegiate races are mixed divisions. Mm-hmm. So it's not all like super high-end groups. We see Division IIs, Division IIIs, and a lot of times JCs in the same races.
Yeah. You know, I looked at the results, and my daughter ran for the University of the Pacific, and my other daughter ran for Santa Clara, and my wife and I ran at Fresno State, and all three schools were represented at this meet. That would have been fun to watch.
I was actually talking to one of the coaches a couple nights ago, and one of the more difficult things actually, we're trying to get more and more races in Northern California for the college side. Since the Stanford Invitational shut down, there's really not been a big event. So this was pretty good for a lot of the West Coast teams. On the guys' side, Justin Pretree, who is the brother of Landon Pretree, we talked about a lot, is a junior at Cal. He finished first, followed by Zach Elam from San Francisco, and then a couple of unattached runners. And San Francisco USF kind of ran away with this one, with the Chance and the Davis guys coming in second. Working there, they ran in a pack and started easy and built their way up. Mm-hmm. So that was fun to watch.
Yeah.
Let's see, anything else interesting out of that? Like we talked about Evan making his debut. Sorry, I'm looking over here at my screen, just looking at all the results.
No problem.
Beautiful day, though. You know, it's been hot in the Bay Area, so it was perfect in San Francisco. It was about 70-something degrees. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, I saw your post with the stickers, and that's not very far from where my daughter used to live in the Presidio. And it can just be cloudy and cold and grim there.
That's usually how it is. That's usually how it is. Yeah. No, it was gorgeous. Yeah. Do you give away stickers? There's kids from the Cal Poly Distance Club who were seniors at Menlo Atherton last year, so they did ask for some.
Yeah, I always wonder about college. You know, I don't get too, you know, when I go to a college meet, I don't really... I mean, I show off that I have stickers, but I don't really get a lot of like college kids asking for them. That's cool. They asked for them.
They asked for it just as the guy already started. I was turning to run up the hill to go take pictures. Like, hey, can we get stickers? And I'm like, no, you gotta run with me while I can do this.
It is a problem. You get busy. Yeah. Sometimes I've made the mistake of saying, can you just catch me a little bit later? I never see him again. So I think I just tell him to come with me and I'll give you stickers, because I don't know the way cross country meets work out. You just don't ever meet up again. So but, that's
anyway, good early season meet. It was nice to see a lot of familiar faces. It's the fourth year that I've been at this meet. So it's kind of just in the rotation.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a great meet. I haven't gone to it. I'm just saying it sounds like my daughter ran. Both of my daughters. I know my youngest daughter ran it, but my oldest daughter, when she was at Santa Clara, ran it.
And
every year.
It's a similar course to what they'll run at the Lowell Invitational for the high school kids next week.
Okay. So I then later on that evening went to Wilsonville High School, just at a high school, and talked about last week on my five meets that I'm looking forward to. It's very fast. It's on the track, then it's on the field turf, and then back on the track. So it's a super fast race. Kids are pumped and excited. It's the first meet of the year for Oregon. There are no Washington runners at all because they have not finished their season. Is a little bit delayed, like 1 week later than Oregon. So, you know, in Portland, you can have Washington teams all the time because Vancouver's across the river.
Right.
But they are not allowed to race yet. So just Oregon kids. And
not allowed to race.
Well, like, you know, like there's like there's a practice day and then there's the first meet day.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. 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 I mean, they might have like a time trial at their school or something, but they're not allowed to. Yeah. There's like a certain amount of time of practice before they can race. I think it may be next weekend is when Washington gets to start. So they're just like 1 week behind us. That's it.
Cool.
And There were some, outstanding runners there at this meet. There is always are. I heard this rumor that Ellery Lincoln of Lincoln High School was going to try to break the course record that was held by Ella Donahue, who is a professional runner at Nike, runs with the gals in Utah, Diljit's group, and that would be amazing. And she did. She did break the record. She ran 9:48.1. But what made it really impressive is Bryn Davenport of Crater ran 9:53, and they ran together until about the end. So I think Ellery can thank Bryn of Crater for the help in running the fast time. And that was in the junior race. They're done by grades. Elise Henriksen and her teammate at Lincoln won the senior race at 10:09.8. Those were the three fastest times. And then on the boys' side, all three times came from the senior race, which makes sense for boys.
Yeah.
And Malachi Schoner of Sheldon also got the course record at 8:34.5.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like one of those. You know how they? I don't know if you've been keeping track of the Nike Elite runners, where they do a little like summer thing where they go to the Nike track and wear their fancy uniforms, and you see them at. Yeah, so Ellery is one of them, and so is Malachi. They're one of the elite runners, and Jaden Warner. I want to do two shout outs. The second and third fastest kids are from tiny schools in Oregon. We've been hyping the tiny schools in California and how great they are. The Menlos and the Crystal Springs and the
Yeah.
Viewpoints. And I always feel bad because I can't really hype the small schools in Oregon. I'm going to do it today. Jaden Warner of Warrington, which is a small town near Astoria on the coast, does have a Costco though, ran 8:39.7 and finished second. What I want to say about Jaden is he in the junior race finished 33rd. So now he's the second fastest kid at the night meet. And last year he was the 33rd fastest junior. And then Ronan Gansos of Oregon Episcopal, also a senior at a small school. Oregon Episcopal is 8:41.2. But then I want to point out some kids that weren't in the senior race because Crater, you've heard of Crater, right, Todd? Crater had two boys break the 4-minute mile barrier on the same team, same year. Incredible kids, right? That was Tavon Kitchen and Josiah Tostenson. Well, those guys graduated, and Tavon went to BYU, and Josiah is at Washington. And so we're like, wow, that was fun. That was fun seeing Crater so great. But then their freshman boy, Ryder White, dominates the freshman race in 9:04.1. And then Garrett Faught, Faught of Crater, dominates the sophomore race in 8:50. These are just little guys, getting after them. They're not really little guys, but they're young guys. And when I was coaching at Alloa, we would go to the state meet, and Central Catholic had this, those covers you have to keep you from getting too sunny or too rainy, those little big pup tents, And it said Central Catholic, and I might be misquoting this, tradition never graduates. And I thought that was a cool saying, like, we're good. It doesn't matter who graduates. And Crater can say that too. Tradition does not graduate. It's every year we're going to be tough. So Crater looks like there'll be a handful this year also. And then Todd, it was done by freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. And you can't, there's no team score, there's no team championship. But I kept seeing certain teams over and over again in the different age group races. So I went on athletic.net and made a hypothetical meet. And this, I want to preface this by saying, I don't know if all these teams ran their top five. I don't know. But based on the kids who ran, Crater had 114 points. Lincoln boys, this is the boys, I'm sorry. Crater boys, 114. Lincoln boys, 136. Lincoln boys were all over the place. So I thought that was, they were pretty good. Central Catholic boys are everywhere, 252. And then Franklin of Portland at 331. And on the girls, again, I saw all these kids all over the course at different grade levels. Crater at 128, Sunset Girls at 140, Lincoln at 175, Sherwood at 227. Unofficial, there's no team scores, but you can just play. You can have fun with athletic.net and do a little hypothetical meet. And so that's the night meet. Super fun, super fast. And yeah, it was a great evening. So that was
I'm
my.
going to go through the same exercise with our league meet that opens on Wednesday. You get everyone who comes through on the 2 mile course, and you start sorting everybody to kind of see which team is going to be which
Yeah.
for the upcoming season. Yeah, that's always a fun exercise. The one thing that's always tough with the grade level ones is when you get to some of the grades, you don't know how fast people are pacing. So, you know, how much of an apples to apples is it for each race?
Correct. That, like, for instance, Ellery Lincoln, I heard that she wanted to break the course record. She went out fast. You know,
Yeah.
other kids, like that happened actually when we get to the Cool Breeze. There was one race where I think they were just kind of, they're just, you'll, I'll tell you about it when we get there.
Okay.
Very similar where the pacing probably could have been faster, but that's just the way it goes. So you went the next day to a high school meet. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, so it listed as scrimmage. It was at Haywood High School, which is the home of our North Coast section, our North Coast section meet of champions, or the final sectional meet for cross country. It's a 3 mile course. We visited with the Hayward coaches this summer, and they talked about some of the changes they were going to make to the course. So this, more than anything, the scrimmage was the showcase. It was a showcase for the new kind of retooled course. It was the one that, when I sent pictures in last year, it was super muddy.
Yes.
The conditions were not great, especially after, I think there's what, 10 races there all day. And by the time we got to the fifth or sixth race, it was awful. So there is an area called the Mendez Loop, which is, it starts, I'll explain kind of, especially for the NCS kids, if any of you guys are watching. The race starts out, they move the start line up. It used to be right up against this hill, which, if you think about water and all that stuff, is
Yeah.
probably a terrible place to have a starting line. So they moved it out a little bit closer to the middle of their starting field. From there, you run this first back loop, which they call the Mendez Loop. They changed the way you come out of the loop, so you don't come straight back onto the field, which is where there was a puddle that was formed last year. You come around there, and then they took out a couple of turns. The runners passed by that area about three times, so they took out one of the turns. So you cut straight across the field, loop back to about the 1 mile mark. You kind of make it two or three loops around the campus. The second time around, you go up a hill, back down. And last year, you came shooting straight down the hill,
I've seen pictures
again
of that.
into an area
A mud
where
pit.
obviously water settles.
Yeah.
So now, as you'll see in the pictures, you kind of cut across the ridge of the hill, and then you loop back around and pop back up onto the road area.
Hey, Todd, I'm going to interrupt you while you're talking here.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you watch on YouTube, you can see his link below, so you can go check out the photos that he's talking about. Yep, right there. There we go. All right, keep going.
So we'll see how it looks like, it looks like there's a few less turns than there have been in the past, and the kids stay away from areas that were traditionally horribly muddy. So the only benchmarks we have are probably mostly from the guys' race. Well, actually, both races were kind of competitive up front. Sebastian Taylor ran 15:13 on a course that is traditionally, that's a good solid time.
A good 3 mile time. What school is he from?
He's from Bishop O'Dowd. He's a 9:30 guy. He's kind of one of their top guy, returning guys, obviously. Danielle Santiapali from Dublin and Justin Fong from Dublin also finished right there on 5:16. They are right behind him. So it'll be interesting. I was talking to Coach Williams, talking about what he thought the time, just the differences in the time would be.
Coach Williams is the Dublin coach.
Yes, correct. So we'll see how that compares. On the girls' side, Sasha Bevacqua, sorry Sasha if I'm pronouncing your name
No,
wrong,
sorry,
from
Sasha.
Miramonte, she actually broke 19. So that's pretty solid. And then Dublin's top returner, a sophomore, Isabella Garrity, finished at 1908. It was a scrimmage. There was
Okay.
only a handful of teams there, so it's kind of hard to tell where the times will clock in on. But
Can I ask you what did you get a feel from the athletes and coaches that the course might be a better course than last year, or are they sad about the course being changed?
I don't. Anyone who ran on it last year at NCS, nobody's sad about the course being
Okay. All right.
changed. I think that we'll see. I think the in 2 weeks on the 13th. Is the farmer Invitational. So that'll be the first time we see a lot of kids there. And then
Okay.
one, we'll see how the course holds up, and two, we'll start to get an indicator of where some of the top times might be.
Okay. And in California, you're not expecting any rain for the next 2 weeks, so you won't get that feeling for the...
We say that every year, and then some years it like rains every single... We had rain every single weekend 1 year, or it rains right during like championship season.
Wow, okay.
So who knows?
Who knows? Okay. So it's interesting. I'm going to segue into my fourth race or second race I went to, and that's the fourth race on this segment here. Also was a course that's been changed. And I didn't know it because I mean, I would have known if I just looked at the website, but I've been to this meet several years now, kind of like the same amount of time you've been to the meet at Golden Gate Park. So I just assumed it was the same course. They changed the course. So then I was so luckily, the meet was delayed by a half hour. And so I had about a couple of JV races to watch to see where they were going. And I also looked it up on my phone, but then I could to see the kids run it. It's really helpful. And so then I had to strategize where to put myself to take excellent pictures, you know what that's like, Todd, when you go to a course for the first time in that first race, you don't really get the right spots because you don't know what you're doing and then you figure it out. So,
yeah, I totally know. I actually, even when we did Clovis last year, the first few races, it wasn't until we kind of got into that second day where we had to kind of team coverage where we could really figure out where to sit.
Yeah. So, but actually I think I did okay. I didn't do anything different than any other races. Because I watched that JV race, two JV races, and go, okay, I got it. So it's called the Cool Breeze Invitational. It's at Pomona Fairgrounds. That's the home of the LA County Fairgrounds. And it is an LA County Fairground feel. It has all the food and all that kind of stuff there. And so it's in the dark, just like the night meets in the dark. The lighting is not as good as the night meet. It's, not really built for athletic events. You know, it's built to people to get to one place to another for the fair. And so my pictures are a little challenging. I felt bad. A little dark at some spots. Also, the course change pushed them out in the darker parts of the course than they did last year. And so that's just the way it went. Although last year it was really well lit for the finish. The new finish looked like it wouldn't be well lit, but they turned out just fine. So their pictures at the finish were great. But anyway, there are several varsity races. I'm just going to really focus on the thing that's called the Sundown Showdown. It's the big, fast race where you just can't sign up for it. The meet director, like they do at Woodbridge and other meets and Clovis too, and they create the race based on entries. And on the girls' side, Isabella Ramos of Point Loma won in 16:59.7, a new course record because it's a new course, right? And for those people up in the Washington, Oregon area, maybe in Northern California area, Point Loma is in the San Diego section. Very nice part of San Diego. I've been to the college Point Loma. The track is over. It's like the fence.
It overlooks the ocean.
Yes, it's on a cliff.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a gorgeous, I think they use it a lot for movie shots also, I think, because you get a field with an ocean right behind it. It's gorgeous. It's one of the most scenic places.
Yeah. So Point Loma, beautiful place in California. Second place was Ananya Balaraman of North Hollywood, which I believe is the LA City section, which that's cool. 17:03, and Becky Osorio of West Covina ran 17:04. So pretty close. And Oak Park girls won at 1:19. Claremont finished second at 1:23. Claremont's the host team, I believe. And Long Beach Wilson was at third at 1:46. And then another race I'm just going to highlight because I'm going to get you excited, sort of, is Carlmont's girls went 1-2 in the large schools. I know it's the CCS. It's the rival section across the bay in Belmont. But Carlmont girls, Caitlin Elliott ran 17:27. And Danielia Quadros of Carlmont ran 17:43. Even though they went 1-2, Yukaipa dominated the team race with 48 points. This is the large school, not this Sundown Showdown. It's another. There are three different varsity races. And then on the boys' side, Jace Deladoni of Riverside Poly ran 14:20.8. He was in my preview. I thought maybe he'd be one of the people that could win it. Brady Anderson of Faith Lutheran, 14:24. Silas Aberrier of Burroughs of Ridgecrest, 14:31. And Hart High School. And you know what, Todd? I visited Hart High School this summer and took pictures of their practice. That's called the West Coast XC Bump. Go Hart. Hart ran finished at 114. Lacerna was 145. And now I'm going to get you emotional here, Todd. In third place from the North Coast section, Granada 155.
You texting me going, Granada, black and gold uniforms. Is that from North Coast section? It's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think so.
Yeah, they were dominating. That was during the JV races where I was watching where the course was, and these Granada boys are just cleaning up the JV race. And so that was fun. I talked to the Hart coach because I met him this summer, and he was like, well, look at this, because then fourth and fifth were teams from their league, Valencia and West Ranch. So that's a tough area called Canyon Country. And then so that's the sundown showdown. But I do want to point out, this one might get you interested because you're into the Division Five schools in the Bay Area. Viewpoint ran in the small school race, and they went 1-4.
Interesting.
And Ollie O'Connor ran 14:56. But I want to tell you, like we talked about pacing, it seemed like Ollie O'Connor spent about 2 of the 3 miles coaching his teammates to stay up with him. You know what I mean? So I think he could have gone a lot faster. You know, he was kind of, pivoting back and forth to make sure where his teammates were. They ended up scoring 30 points as a total team. And so, you just got to be impressed with Viewpoint. They might be the Division Five favorites, maybe.
Stephen McClovis also. Ollie won the small school division there last year as well, I think.
He won the small school division last year at Cool Breeze as a junior. I believe he's a senior. And then he is the returning, the fastest. You know, that Division Five race at the California State Meet was epic.
Yeah.
And so the four kids in front of him have graduated, and he is the top returner. So Ollie O'Connor is licking his chops and getting ready for this season, but his team looks good too. So Todd, that is what I did this weekend. Yes, I was in Friday in Wilsonville, Oregon, in Pomona, California on Saturday. And today,
you're crazy.
I am sitting.
That's absolutely nuts.
Today. Oh, it's funny. You talk about, we're really hoping people are watching and listening to this program. That's the whole point of doing it. And a coach came up to me Friday night, goes, are you really going to Cool Breeze tomorrow? I go, I am. I'm going to Cool Breeze tomorrow. And he goes, whoa. He didn't say I was nuts, but he said, whoa. So that's our opening weekend. And Coach Todd, what's the plans in the future? What's on your schedule?
So I have our MVAL opener, our league opener, two mile opener by class. Just that's our local league meet. And I haven't quite decided if I'm going to do the Lowell Invitational yet. I rolled my ankle yesterday. Yeah. And so I don't know. I don't want to go out on soft grass running around with my ankle like this. We'll see how my ankle feels on Thursday or something like that. But Lowell's always a good early season race.
Yeah.
Get a lot of kids there.
Yeah, you get some kids from outside the Bay Area too. I think last year Clovis North, or maybe 2 years ago Clovis North did really get there.
I looked at the early list. I think there's some Nevada schools there again. So it's a pretty good set of teams that are showing up for Lowell this year.
I'm not sure if Clovis North is coming again, but that makes sense for Clovis North. It's so hard to run a race in September in Fresno to go and just get a nice weather course in September. It's probably.
Yeah. The weekend after that is going to be pretty busy. I think I'm going to try to do two meets in a day. It's going to be really tough. I'm going to try to go to the Farmer Invitational in the morning and then hop in the car and go to Ceres, California, Central Valley, which is the Kim Dust Invitational. So that one has both a high school section and a college section. And so the college teams run just before basically the showcase nighttime meet for the high school kids.
Stanislaus State, they're a really excellent Division II power. Yeah. All right, Todd, I sure appreciate you coming on a holiday here and telling us your what you saw on your highlights, and we look forward to your photos in the future. Anyway, so you have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you next time.
Yep, talk to you soon, Ken.
All right.
Bye.
Want to thank Todd for coming on and talking about the meets that he went to, and also giving a description of the Hayward cross-country course as things will be changing there. That's a big deal, when you change a course. Last year, Mount SAC changed their course. I'm in Oregon, and we ran at Lane Community College. We still do in Oregon, but they one part of the course got closed off to the junior college, Lane Community College, and so they had to like change the course and go around these ponds twice. And so whenever they make changes at these really important races, it's, it can be, something you need to learn about and understand and hopefully embrace. So for those kids in the NCS section of CIF, I hope that was educational for you, the Hayward course changes. And I'll talk about the upcoming weekend. You heard from Todd. He hurt himself. There's nothing worse. I mean, photography is not like running cross country or playing soccer or football or basketball. But I've had some photography friends get hurt. Maybe not necessarily at meets like Todd did, or maybe he hurt himself running. But when you injure yourself, it kind of takes you out of the photography game. So that can happen. So he's thinking about going this weekend to the Lowell Invitational if his ankle feels better. But he has other meets that he, if you look on our Instagram account, there's a, from a few days ago, from last week, there's a list of the meets he could potentially go to. But as you know, things can change. Your schedule changes. He's hurt his ankle. He may not make it this weekend. But if he does, look for Todd out there at Golden Gate Park for the Lowell Invitational. And then it feels like we're ignoring another part of the West Coast, which is Washington. But if you saw in our last segment, Washington's season starts like about a week later. And so Russell, our photographer in Washington, is actually coming to Oregon because his son runs for Olympia High School at the state capital of Washington. And they're coming down to the Ultimate race, which is this crazy race that goes across a river and goes through a mud pit. And so look for those photos when Russell comes back from that meet. That's next weekend at the Ultimate meet. And there are other Washington schools are there. I went to the meet last year. I saw Camas, and there are other Washington schools that open their season at Ultimate. It's a really, really fun meet over there by Tillamook, Oregon. As for me, I am not going to a meet next week because I am going to the Fresno State Oregon State football game in Corvallis. Now, if the game was at night, the football game, then I could have gone to a meet during the daytime in on Saturday, but it's in the middle of the day, so it kind of takes me out of business there. So I will not be able to take photos. So I'm bummed about that, but I am excited about seeing my Bulldogs. My wife and I ran cross country and track at Fresno State, so we are Bulldogs. And so my brother went to Oregon State. He'll be there. He's a season ticket holder. So grudge match between my brother Tim and I, as he is a big time Oregon State Beaver. If you're from the Vancouver, Washington area, my brother is one of the sports editors at the Columbian, Tim Martinez. You might be familiar with his sports work out there in up in Vancouver, Washington. Just a little name drop for my brother. But I'll be back the following week. I'll actually make it up to Washington. I'm going to Bellarmine High School, Bellarmine Prep in Tacoma in 2 weeks. September, I'm sorry. Yeah, September, I think 13th, September 13th, to go cover some Washington athletes. So I look forward to that meet. So that's our plan. Until next time, remember that the West Coast is the best coast. We'll see you then.